most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, Lindsay is at her home studio, and I guess you'll be with us until your husband has to start working from his office that you try to take over.
Yeah, you know, he a damn lot. He don't even start work till like 9, 9:30. We're good.
Okay. All right.
He takes his coffee. He goes watches some TV. We're fine.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and just do Now Trending like she's in the studio.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just don't have to hear her during the commercial time and all that. I'm kidding, of course.
Luigi is the top trending topic. Luigi is obviously the guy that has been charged with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. Somebody was trolling him as they caught him outside the jail yesterday. They said, "It's a me, a Mario," because his name is Luigi. Yeah. A lot of Mario content out there on the internet the last couple of days. But you don't run into a lot of Luigis.
Mm-mm. That boy's got some eyebrows now.
He's got some eyebrows. He's got a lot of hair. It's thick hair and thick eyebrows.
Yeah, that piece of crap cockroach of a person, Jimmy Kimmel, did this whole routine the other night about how good looking the guy is and how everybody's saying how good looking he is. And he's not good looking.
Oh, women.
I would say if he was, like what that other criminal that had the teardrops and all that was so good looking that, you know, he was good looking as a criminal. But this guy's not. There are children, I guarantee you, there are children right now wandering lost in that dude's eyebrows.
Yeah, they're too bushy.
Oof.
Thick.
Yeah, the Hulk would look at him and go, "Hey, man, wax. Trim."
TMZ uncovered video of him at some house party, like a day party, frat party, smashing beer cans on his head, going nuts. So he just looks like a regular college kid.
Yeah, he's a surfer dude.
Yeah.
That's how he injured his back so badly and needed the insurance coverage and all because he was surfing.
He was surfing out there. So
he's going to be surfing in that lake of far is where he's going to be. He's going to be hanging 10 in hell.
So he is the top trending topic at the moment. Fans of Mariah Carey in Pittsburgh were left without a show last night. She canceled just hours before she was set to hit the stage for her Christmas concert tour. And fans weren't even notified by email. They showed up to the arena, and there was a piece of paper taped outside and said she would not be performing. Mariah addressed this on social media saying, "Sorry, I came down with the flu."
You know, that is so Mariah, isn't it?
To cancel a show hours before showtime. I mean, she is a diva.
I'm not surprised at all
by that.
No. Remember when we went to American Idol and people had to carry her on stage because her dress was so tight?
Yeah.
That was the moment when I lost respect.
Yeah. She kind of shuffled out there and then they picked her up and put her up onto this platform and she just had to stand in one spot because she couldn't move in the dress.
Well, in Mariah's defense, Lindsay, didn't you come in with your jeans unbuttoned yesterday because it didn't fit? I'm not saying it's the same situation. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just a bit jealous, but.
No, I guess she is a diva. I mean, getting carried around like you're a Cleopatra is a little ridiculous. I get that. I totally get that. But poor people in Pittsburgh, they don't have much to celebrate. You know, this was one night to go out and they couldn't have it. So it's just terrible. So we've got more. We've got a new game coming up and we're going to try to play it all together coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Regan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Seeing a lot of internet content memes saying this is the energy I'm bringing into work during December. And it's usually like a sloth or somebody acting up. I mean, people really have checked out physically from their job, or mentally rather, from their job. In the month of December. And it seems to start earlier and earlier. I remember like 2 days before Christmas Eve, you'd hear people like, "Oh, I'm phoning it in this week." But now it'll be December 3rd. I'm not doing anything at work. I don't care. But I don't know. We still got to be sharp as a tack. We don't have opportunity to be sitting on our heels. And
we ain't got time to bleed.
No.
Riggins. I'm
trying to entertain you. But just to prove that we are still as sharp as ever, a little blitz game. And Lindsay, you can play too, just in case. I don't know if you're lagging over there, but we'll see if we can get this working. Lindsay is at her house today, broadcasting from her home studio.
You froze, so I didn't hear any of that, but that's okay. I think we're going to play a game.
Okay. I love it. Rob, Tech D Rob has sciatica. He's been asking for an office chair for 4 years. And we're like, we can't do that, but we can build a home studio in Lindsay's house. Rob, you should file an OSHA complaint or something.
Well, I'm sitting in a chair that sinks constantly throughout the show. I keep having to jack it up. That one that you're in, Riggins, is missing a screw, so the back is not even fully attached to the arms anymore. This thing.
Lindsay's sitting up there like, call her daddy, just Ryan Seacrest's golden microphone.
I have like $3,000 worth of equipment in front of me.
It's so funny. But okay, well, Lindsay, if you can't hear, don't worry. You could just hang out. But I'm curious, TJ, maybe we'll try this with you.
Okay.
Give me a holiday treat that starts with an E.
Eclairs.
Eclairs. Eggnog is the one they recommended. Give me something you do every day that starts with an S.
Shower.
That's exactly what they said. Give me the movie starring Tom Hanks that starts with a T.
T?
This is a tough one.
Taving Private Ryan.
Toy Story was the one they were looking for. It's kind of tough though, because
I could have done that one for you.
Yeah. Lindsay, what's a mythical creature starting with an F?
A fairy.
Exactly. Mm. Perfect. Yeah. TJ, give me a musical group that starts with a P.
Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls. Perfect. Lindsay, give me a kid's TV show that starts with a B.
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby. TJ, give me a famous award that starts with an O.
Oscar.
Oscar. Lindsay, give me an accessory you wear starting with a G.
Gaudy jewelry.
Perfect. TJ, give me a football team that starts with a B.
Bengals.
Bengals. Lindsay, give me a holiday treat that starts with a G.
I don't even know. Oh, gooey butter cake bars.
Perfect. They recommended gingerbread, but I like gooey butter cake much better.
That would have been the easier option. Right. Yeah.
Except it's actually called ooey gooey.
Right. Yeah.
Ooey gooey butter cake.
I changed that on
it. I like that one.
Yeah. And gooey gooey.
See, we're not missing a beat here. No. So if you want to check out the whole podcast, you can do it at tjriggins.com.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
How did we get on the topic of Captain Morgan yesterday? And it was off the air. We were talking about Captain Morgan because that used to be my go-to cocktail. Captain Morgan, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
No lime. I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah. I think it was Lindsay talking about being a bartender during her days in college and not knowing how to make drinks and stuff. And then it evolved into a conversation about your favorite drinks.
And Rob said he liked the Reserve.
Yeah, he likes that private stock, private reserve Captain Morgan, because I mean, obviously it's Rob. He has the palate of a bull's butt. So, handsome husband Michael, little friend Jenny's husband, mm-hmm. Sweetest guy, never say anything bad about people or anything like that. He says that if I'm drinking dark liquor, that I get mean.
That you do?
I do, yeah.
Is that?
Because if I do drink Captain Morgan or, some sort of a drink with dark alcohol in it.
Yeah.
He says that makes me mean.
Really?
I've heard that, though, about dark liquor. Mm-hmm. I mean, not you, but I've heard that happening with people.
Yeah, I have too. I've always heard that. But TJ's like big platform is that's not true, doctors. That your liver doesn't know how to distinguish between dark liquor and light liquor.
No, what I say is that the whole beer before wine or, all of that. Well, I've been drinking beer. I can't drink alcohol on top of it and can't mix different alcohols. That's what I say. Your liver doesn't know what type of alcohol is hitting it. Right. But I guess this would be the same thing.
Yeah.
Dark liquor doesn't make you. Unless you drink dark liquor faster.
Oh.
Maybe.
And they say the time it takes to consume it, but go process through it. Your liver is process it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true.
Did he have an example of where you were? What were you shocked by that?
Yeah. I would not mean.
I would. Yeah. I would say, what do you mean? What does that mean? Yeah.
But it's probably, I don't doubt it if he says it, but it's my being mean is probably having more of a biting wit, you know, or, you know, making jokes or comments or something that I end up having to go, what?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what it is. I mean, I don't bully people. It's like I'm not going around, you know, slinging people around or trying to beat up the homeless or nothing.
Oh, geez. He ain't no assaulting him. But when it comes from Michael, you're like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, take heed to it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't do it anymore unless I'm all alone.
I'll be mean to myself.
Yeah, well, and that's my daily life, being mean to myself.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So as we close out the year 2024 of our Lord, the shape of this entire universe, this whole world, is dire. People are getting weirder and weirder and more just, I don't know, dangerous, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and all over the news is the they do this every year at the end of the year, that Pornhub site puts out their statistics about the most searched categories and all of that on their filth site.
Okay.
And this year it was either number one or number two, I think, the most searched category. So in other words, the most searched sexual thing is hentai, which is animated, Japanese animated characters.
Oh, no.
And that's what the pervs are wanting.
That's terrible.
That's number one.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's sick. It's sick is what it is.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
So many ways.
Yeah, I don't fully understand that. Why you would want a cartoon? Or whatever the animated.
I guess it's less content. Graphic, but I would be more upset.
No, I bet it's not. I bet they probably do things that humans are not allowed by law to do.
Oh.
It's probably more twisted, I think.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Like, wait till you see what they're going to be doing with these AIs in that field.
Whatever that means. I would be mortified if I walked in on Kyle watching something like that.
Oh. Yeah, when you.
Oh, I mean, I would divorce him.
But you would much rather it be real people. You wouldn't like it, but you'd rather it be that than cartoons.
Absolutely. All the real people.
She froze up again.
Yeah. That's wild and disturbing. That's the number one thing.
It was either number one or two. It was way up there. It was a surge, they said, from last year.
Whatever the top search is, it's always disturbing. And so, it's never like something normal.
I think the last few years it's been, because like I said, they put this out every year and real news sites pick it up and cable news and all that. So what I'm saying is, it's not like I'm sitting here searching the stats myself and trying to get into the hacking of Pornhub's website or anything. Everybody knows this. And the mature ladies is usually number one.
Okay.
And they point that out in the article that I saw today. And then all of a sudden, you know, the hentai, you know, little racehorse just came around, passed them all up.
Mature and animation.
And I think in the top 10, there were two different types of animation.
Really?
Yeah. Is even weirder and sadder.
We should combine them. Do animated mature ladies. Granny animation. Wow.
Yeah. So you would lose all respect for Kyle, Lindsay, if that's what you found out he was doing?
I don't know what I would do. I joke and I say I would divorce him, but I would seriously think about it. I mean, that is so disturbing.
I would limit his visitation to my children.
Hell yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
What you gonna get and what you not gonna get for Christmas? We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Yeah, Selena Gomez trending right now. Yeah. She is engaged to her now fiance, Benny Blanco. She's a singer. He's a producer. And, you know, he's got, she is beautiful, and he has got an interesting look. And a lot of people say, like, I don't get this couple, but guess what? She's happy. I'm glad she's, you know, moved on.
Well, and then he is heir to the Mexican cheese throne. So that's probably, you know, a little bit of it, why she would want him.
Boy's got cheese money.
Yeah.
Blancos.
So congratulations.
He's so Blancos.
Today is National Ambrosia Day. So if you're 100, this must be very exciting. Ambrosia?
It's, y'all know I love old people food.
Yeah.
I love ambrosia.
Do you really?
Fruitcake for dessert. It.
Yeah, she likes fruitcake, we found out recently. And she also likes ambrosia.
Yeah. And like pickled beets and
salmon patties.
So I think ambrosia is like marshmallow fluff with fruit mixed in and
coconut. Cherries, maraschino cherries.
Enjoy that.
I could eat some right now.
Yeah, but you better eat your breakfast first. That, you know, you're working on some fried mackerel out of the can. Don't let that go to waste.
Right.
Any kind of tinned meat, potted meat. Sounds delicious. And then Bill Belichick trending this morning. He has accepted the job for the head football coach at UNC Chapel Hill. And he said, I'm excited about the opportunity. I grew up around college football with my dad. Treasured those times. I've always wanted to coach in college. And now I look forward to building the football program in Chapel Hill.
Yeah. Good luck to him living there. Ugh.
You couldn't do it.
Hell no. No.
Is that something, a college football coach, you got to stay pretty close to campus. You can't just like jet set in and out for practices and things like that, right?
You mean it probably, if he wanted to live out in the country, he could do that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they have a nice facility there for the coach to spend the night, take a shower, like probably a little apartment in all of these big schools. Because they do have to be there all hours of the night and stuff. Yeah,
72 years old still. Mm. Got that passion for coaching. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and he's cruising sorority road.
A lot of things.
That is true. So one of the largest manhunts in American history is now over. Well, let's revisit some of the classic ones coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So one of the largest manhunts of 2024 was the hunt for this guy, Luigi Mangione. That lasted, I don't know, 4 days, 5 days. The guy that murdered the United Healthcare CEO. And they ended up finding him in Altoona, Pennsylvania at a McDonald's. They said he was shaken by the time the cops showed that. I bet you, if you're running like that, your adrenaline must be through the roof.
Yeah.
At all times. Mm-hmm. He's probably just shaking the entire time.
It's a shame he didn't resist so they could, you know, let him feel the baton.
Yeah.
But
I want a taser on his A.
TJ, I want to know if you remember any of these classic American manhunts, because they do capture the attention of the whole country when they're happening. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber from 1996.
Yeah, it was years they were looking for him.
Yeah, and which is the one that Lindsay's dad was involved with?
Eric Robert Rudolph.
That was, Lindsay, do you remember, what year was that? Do you remember Eric Robert Rudolph?
It was 97, 98, I think, right?
Yeah, I was in middle school. I just remember him leaving, and he did not come home for about a month.
Yeah, her dad is a retired U.S. Marshal, Deputy U.S. Marshal.
Did your mom give you any inclination about where dad was or what he was up to?
I don't think she knew, but I mean, I think she knew the premise of what was going on, but he was in the woods,
right?
In the actual woods for what mountain was that?
Was it? Said eventually being captured in North Carolina. It doesn't say.
Yeah, North Carolina mountains, but I remember him being in the woods for a month.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah, but they can't, those marshals can't tell where they are, what they're doing to anybody, right? Even their family.
Bonnie and Clyde, the notorious criminal couple, became the focus of a nationwide manhunt, culminating in their deaths during a police ambush in
Bienville Parish, Louisiana. Yes.
Now, you don't remember that one. That was in the 30s.
Right. I don't. I was in third grade.
Yeah. They also talk about the Beltway snipers, Washington, D.C. Eric Robert Rudolph. And then, Christopher Dorner. Remember that guy, the former LAPD officer?
Mm-hmm.
A large-scale manhunt in California.
Yeah.
That was a big one as well.
And they found him up in the mountains, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So glad they got this guy, American law enforcement, doing their duties and bring down these monsters.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you to them always. Always.
Every day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yeah, Lindsay sounds a little different today because she's in her home studio. And we really don't care whether she's bringing anything of value to the show or not. We just need to use that equipment because it was expensive.
Yeah.
So,
get our money's worth.
Yeah. you know, we were talking about yesterday, people who would you rather be surprised with your Christmas gift or would you rather be, know what it is because you asked for it? Well, there is something that could be perfect for you if you're a surprise me type person. It's unclaimed mail. So what happens is you go on, you buy the gift for somebody, and let's say you order a mystery box of a certain size. It maybe, you know, between $40 for a small one and $200 for a large one. And then the fun is when they open it and just see these random packages in there because nobody knows what's in it.
Yeah. It's a mystery. Total mystery.
Uh-huh. I think that sounds kind of fun.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So the $200 would be a bigger box of items.
Yeah.
Than a okay. And you're really just, that's a big gamble to take though on
it
what
is.
Potentially is just junk.
I know. But you got to look at it like, well, I guess it could be used as well. I was going to say, at least it's new because it's, you know, unclaimed stuff. But it could be an unclaimed package that your grandma sent of your grandpa's stuff when he died.
Yeah, right.
You know, it
yeah.
could be a bunch of zoot suits or something.
Yeah, it could be a bunch of cigarette butts or something. It'd be awful. Yeah, I got a neighbor that buys those kind of mystery boxes from Costco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, return food and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people are returning it for a reason. And it could be that it stank or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right.
It said one person got a knockoff Chanel bag, a human-sized Bowser suit.
Bowser, the villain from Mario?
I guess. And then
Chanel bag, I take.
And somebody got a bunch of fake IDs.
What?
Yeah. So they said that the they're either undeliverable packages, unclaimed packages, canceled orders, overstock packed products, and customer return mail.
It'd be fun to do a $40 one just to see what it is, but it probably is junk.
All right.
But it would be fun. Yeah.
I think the $40 would at least be worth the adventure, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Unless it is like grandpa's teeth or something.
Yeah. Or unless that's what you're getting for your wife. There's her only gift.
Right.
It's fun, see?
Come on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, this is technology at its finest. Riggins and I are in the regular studio. Lindsay is in her home studio, which is basically her taking over her husband's office. And just since she's been on this morning, she's told us all of the things that she's going to do in there to make it more convenient for her and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, fully taking over his office.
It's going to look totally different tomorrow. You just wait.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But Lindsay being a mom of young children, her kids are 4 and 2.5. And you said that this is the busiest. Is it just the busiest Saturday? Is your busiest day ever in the history of your life?
History of the world, I think. Yeah. It's like everyone picked that Saturday before they're out of school to do everything.
Yeah.
So what all do you have to do?
I have a kids event to go to in the morning. A Christmas event for the kids. Santa's going to be there. Then I have an HOA. You know, I'm on the HOA board in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
which was probably a mistake. So I probably won't do that again. But anyway, we have an event in the afternoon. Then I have to get ready, look cute, be at a Dillard's event by 5:30. I have to drag Kyle with me there because then we're going to our best, one of our best friends' first, her daughter's first birthday. And that's at 7.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
And then after the first birthday, they're having like a cocktail adult party at 8:30. So that's 8:30 to 10:30. So I won't be home till like 11.
That is crazy.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I cannot imagine a one-year-old birthday party in the Christmas season. Is that Holly?
No, her name's Elise. You know Elise.
I didn't think Holly's baby was that old.
Yeah, not yet. I think that's March. But not to mention, my neighbor is having a Christmas party and said, just pop by on your way home about 10:45, like at night. Like, just pop by and then just walk over to my house.
No, thanks. You're not going to pop by?
No, I'm going to be too tired.
Now, what is Kyle doing? Is he looking forward to all that?
He's not. And at my Dillard's event, he's going to be my photog, if you will. He's got to do some footage of me because I'm getting paid to do this endorsement thing for them. Oh. So he's got to be my own personal assistant. He would rather jump off a cliff.
We'll watch him because he may do it before then, so he doesn't have to go to Dillard's.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.